Hello, it's the 6th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Strike action by members of the East of Anglian Ambulance Service Trust over dispute in pay have been cancelled. The government is rethinking its position, has chosen to reopen talks with the Unite, GMB and Unison unions, who were due to engage in strike action today and on the 8th of March. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Social Care said, "We're pleased that unions representing the majority of ambulance workers have agreed to pause strikes. We want to find a fair and reasonable settlement." Incentives which return unions to the bargaining table include discussions of a single cost of living payment and a pay regeneration for the next financial year. Luton teen gymnast Riley Robertson-Brown overcame a rare severe combined immune deficiency condition, or SCID, where children are born without an immune system. Following a cord blood transplant as a baby and hours of training in the gym, the Cardinal Newman Catholic School student has now become a proud member of the men's national gymnastic team. A grenade was found yesterday in the river along Bedford's embankment. Police, along with the Army Explosive Ordnance Team, engaged in a controlled explosion of the device around 7:45 p.m. at Russell Park. Residents were warned on the Beds Police Facebook page prior to the incident, stating, "Please do not be alarmed if you live nearby and hear a loud noise. This is a planned explosion and the area is secure." The Funtopia Children's Festival is coming to Leighton Buzzard for the first time. The event for children under 10 will be held at Pages Park on the 23rd of April and will feature a 110-foot obstacle course, giant inflatable games and much more. That's the news for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.